Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special. And this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, just, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one is Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Suspended Sea of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits, but it hasn't hit yet because it's suspended.
There, it's suspended for like a week.
Yeah, it honestly got caught cheating, and the cheating was really impressive. It was an elaborate scheme where someone put all the answers on the overhead projector, but in a different language. I mean, it was pretty impressive.
It was great. It's like, it was right in front of you the whole time. But yeah, C did have to stay away from school because he did get suspended.
It did get suspended.
For cheating.
Guess what? We also have a truly remarkable guest. So
truly remarkable.
Hold on to your hats and glasses, because this year's the wildest guest in the West. You know him and love him. He's a dear treat to all things comedy. Please welcome to the podcast,
John Gamberly.
Hi, thank you.
Oh, man, my gosh.
We had so much fun the last time we did this show with you. It's wild that we've only done a live show with you and now a quarantine show with you.
I know. How long ago was that live show?
Maybe like 2 years ago?
Yes, that seems right.
We did not know how
singer.
I was like, I don't want to set you up to have a, you're an incredible singer. And we were it's one of those really fun things about performing live where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm experiencing this too.
You sort of assume that many comedians like will sing when they have agreed to do this show. but the next step is like, oh, they can sing.
Yeah.
Is always a different and welcome surprise. And I do remember our faces like sort of melting in real time.
You lit up. You said I was so sneaky. Yeah.
You're just a sneaky, sneaky singer. Do you like flexing that sneaky sing ability?
I do. Do I like setting up low expectations and then surpassing them? Of course.
It's just a great way to live your life, you know?
It's easy. A lot of people try to like like be the best. I feel like I'm most comfortable at like just make people think like it's whatever and then like do something pretty good and they're amazed.
This, I mean, I think you're underselling yourself, but I love this. I love this game plan. I do feel like, yeah, under promise, over deliver is a great way to
be. It's sort of a lazy way of excelling. Like there are people like you hear like Olympic athletes or whatever. They're like, I wanted to be the best. I trained hardest to do that. My fantasy was always that like other people that were better than me just like got worse or got sick or something. Like I'm never like, I have to be the best. I'm like, I wish everybody else would just calm down a little bit.
I'll sustain and the world crumbles around me. You know, the wild thing is that like the expectations are so important because if Usain Bolt was like, whatever, I'll probably run pretty good. Like he's gonna run the same no matter what he says. So it seems like if you jump 5 feet, but you only tell people you can jump 1 foot, that's very impressive.
I just like the idea of across the board just being a hustler about life. You know, like oh, what's this game? Oh, I got it.
How do you darts? There's a board.
We go to a old-timey pool hall. Oh, hey there, say there, what do you got? Oh, there, is that a big old stick? What do you do with that stick? And oh me, what do I see? Balls in a triangle, but oh why oh me? Why would you put those balls in a triangle, please?
You gotta do what you're told. It's very simple, just put the balls into the holes. And don't worry, I know you're gonna be great. The last one that goes in is the one that's eight. But be careful, everyone knows. You gotta be careful and watch your nose. Cause after it gets dark, out come the sharks. You don't want a shark in the pool hall. A shark in the pool hall. It's all free swimming until they call out the sharks in the pool hall.
Want to interrupt your talk? Just want to remind you about the chalk. There's little pieces of chalk on the table, and it ain't no fable, but you gotta take the chalk and put it on the tip of the stick, otherwise you won't hit so good.
You don't want sharks in the pool hall.
The chalk is not for drawing.
Yeah.
Would make this game fun. A little wager to put on the side.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle that. Like I said, why are they in a triangle? And it's such a big stick. But I guess I'll bet my family's farm. Let's shake firm with a strong, strong arm. I will bet my family's farm.
I think we just let her show.
Hey, Dad, good news.
What's that, son?
I bet the family farm and it didn't go away. So now I won that other guy's farm. So, Dad, as of this week, we're up to 8 farms.
Dad.
Dad. 8 farms?
Dad.
Yes, Mikey?
Good news. I bet 5 of the family farms.
Aw, Mikey.
I only lost 4 of them.
What were you betting them on, Mikey? This is supposed to be... So now we're down to just our original farm and 4 farms. We only have 5 farms.
Wait, we had 8 farms. You bet 5 and lost 4. We have 4 farms.
But for 1, I won an extra farm. So I'm down 4, up 1.
So we do have 5 farms.
I don't know.
Yeah, you bet. Mikey, what were you even betting on?
Flipping a coin, heads or tails.
You freaking idiot. You can't hustle with something based on probability. You gotta do a dance where you lure them in like you don't have skill and then kapow, you're a shark in the pool, Hal.
Hey, kids, can we just take it easy a little bit? Honestly, running 8 farms was pretty exhausting. Just milking the cows and slopping the pigs on one farm is a day's work. I was running around all over the county.
Dad, listen. When great-great-great-grandfather Jork came here from the Netherlands, and he started with one farm, and it was his dream that one day the Jork family farms would be more farms. And you know me and Mikey hate all the farm stuff. We hate milking cows.
Yeah.
We hate giving the feed to the chickens. We hate doing crop rotations to keep the soil safe.
Brushing
we hate all that stuff.
Brushing sticks out of the
horses. Well, the crop rotations were of a passive thing. It's just where you... strew
no,
the seeds.
We hate it. We hate it. Deciding what part goes where in the crop. I hate brushing the sticks out of the horse's tail when the horse is running around in a bush too long and gets covered in sticks.
I hate telling the ducks to keep it down and reading up about how alfalfa puts nutrients back in the soil. I hate it, Dad.
That weather
vane. I love playing pool.
Well, I could really use you guys around the farm. Dad's not so young anymore, and that's why I had 2 kids, so they could help.
Oh, I thought you had us because you wanted to love us.
Well, your mother really harbored the love in her heart, and after she passed,
right.
And I kicked her out and for stinking up the house.
Then you said, no woman will ever fart in this house. Yeah. Get out of here. And we never saw her again.
And she went away. I thought the love would enter my heart, but it never did. It's just farming for me. And if you kids want to go off and play pool, I'll never speak to you again. Well, yeah. You have to make a choice. Farm betting, pool games, or working on farms.
What about flipping a coin, Dad?
Yeah, you flip coins. Yeah, that too.
Feels like at least, like, maybe we should start with, Mikey helping on the farm and I keep successfully acquiring more farms for us. Mikey's just flipping a damn coin.
Okay, that makes sense. Mikey, you're with me today.
What? Oh, man. Wait, hold on, Dad. How about flip a coin? Heads, I'm with you. Tails, I'm flipping a coin.
Do not bet farms. Do not bet.
I'll bet you how many farms we got.
We could never determine. 5, I think.
Mikey, get in the goddamn stable and start mucking it out.
I'll muck out the stable.
Janine?
Yeah, Dad?
Follow your dreams. I'm sorry about that stuff I said about not talking to you again. I'll talk to you again. Just follow your dreams. Just get out there. Get off of this goddamn farm. Mikey and me are stuck here. You go to the big city and follow your dreams.
You serious, Pa?
Yeah. Get out of here before I change my damn fool mind.
And now somehow I'm thinking about milking cows. Oh, what damn luck. duck. I'm thinking about quieting up the ducks. Oh, what is this? It's thickin'. Thinking about giving food to the chickens. You never know what you'll miss till it's gone. You'll never know what you miss until it's gone. I think my favorite part of my dreams was that my dad told me hush, but now I wanna join my brother and use a brush to get twigs out of a horse's mane. Why did I fight what was always the same? And now that it's changed, I find myself rearranged. Why do you only miss it when it's gone?
What are you doing? Stay here.
No, like as soon as I do, then I'll just wanna leave. But now that I'm leaving, it's harder than I thought, and I find myself grieving instead of believing.
We'll go out there and make our dreams come true for the both of us. Just a mile out town is the one and only stop to the one and only bus. Get on the bus, go to the town, the big town that is close by. And if you can, find our mom.
Why do you only miss it when
she farted and got kicked out of our
life? Only miss it when it's gone.
My dad was like, I will have a farting
I
wife.
Mom, why do you only miss something when it's gone?
I don't remember much about her. I remember she sounds a little bit like Dad. But go and find our mom and find your dreams for the both of us.
Well, you getting on the bus or not?
Yeah, I am. Thanks.
Get on it then.
Okay. Hold on, don't rush me. I'm also getting on the bus.
Oh, you can go ahead of me.
No, I'll go after you. It takes me a long time to get on the bus.
Come on, okay. We got a schedule to keep.
Okay, you can get on the bus at the same time as me. You're closing that gap.
We can't both fit through the door at the same time. One of us has got to go first.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
Goodbye, farm.
Oh, door's closing. Oh, closing too fast.
Sorry, do you need me to reopen it, the door?
No, it's fine.
Sir,
I'll get the next one.
Oh, they only come twice a day.
I'll wait till tomorrow. This is the late bus.
I can open the door again for you if you want. You want to get on?
Yeah, open the door.
Okay.
Well, now I'm tired. Now I'm too tired to get on the bus. Oh, okay, help. Here, give me your hand.
Come
okay.
here.
Oh, now you pulled me off the bus.
Oh, guys, I got a schedule to keep. I gotta keep my route between farmland and little town. They find you if you...
I got it. I'm on. Go ahead, close the door. Oh, sir, your suitcase is outside.
Oh, no, I left my suitcase outside. Can you open it? I need to get it. It's got all the carrots I'm taking to sell in Little Town.
Go ahead and get it.
Okay. Actually, could you get it for me? It'll be much
faster.
Yeah,
sure. Absolutely.
And now you're back on the bus. And I'm back at my front door. How did that happen? Hold on. Coming back to the bus. Okay, I'm here. Suitcase is here. Bus driver, are you okay for time?
No, it's been 45 minutes.
All right. Well,
can I ask you, this is my first time on the bus to Little Town. Does this happen between the two of you often?
More often than I care to say. I'm a crazy old man.
I don't remember.
His suitcase of carrots going back and forth between the town, suddenly winding up back at his house, stepping through some sort of temporal anomalies. I'm like, why don't you take your wormhole to Little Town? Why are you taking the bus if you can step through temporal distortions?
I don't know what this man is talking about. I'm just going about my day, as far as I know. Oh, I'm back at my dang house again.
Clyde, you get on that bus or you stay here. Stop playing with the wormhole. We don't know how stable it is.
All right. That's my
Clyde. Oh. Clyde.
Oh, it's the abyss. It speaks to me.
Come back into the abyss. Leave your carrots.
No.
Leave the material world.
I had a vision. The only way to seal you forever is to sell all of my carrots in Little Town.
No!
You won't stop me, wormhole.
You'll never
demon.
Sell all of your filthy carrots. Nobody wants to buy your filthy purple carrots.
That won't make me stop trying, you wormhole demon.
Nobody likes beta carotene.
Why are you all staring at me?
Ooh. Oh, ooh, get your brother, get your sis, drag them all into the abyss, get your carrots and throw them away, for you'll not come back another day. Mysteries of the cosmos dwell in the abyss. Why don't you come here? Nobody will miss you when you're gone.
To boys and girls, and my wife will miss me, and this time it's true, I will remember what I'm supposed to do. Nerve to this devil. I have to sell my purple carrots to save the world. That is my quest. I wish that I had someone to help me off. Load these carrots nobody wants, because if I can't, you are doomed and I'm doomed with all our uncles and also our aunts.
Hey!
It's always an ordeal to get on this bus.
All right. Just get on the bus, please.
All right, I'm on the bus. I've got.
Sit down.
I'm sitting down.
Clyde, I meant
Christ.
It. I meant what I said in that temporal anomaly. I'll help you sell the carrots. I can't have all of these farms.
Temporal anomaly? Oh. Was it a flash fried wormhole?
Shouldn't you be driving? All right.
One thing you gotta know about this bus driver is he can be snarky and drive at the same time talking about his tempura anomaly. Delicious breaded shrimps and yams. Hey, that's a good idea. Maybe we can sell all these purple carrots by putting them in some sort of more delicious dish, like a vegetable tempura. But it's very important that we sell them all, because if we don't, the wormhole will devour me and you and everyone we love. And to further complicate
Clyde,
matters...
Yeah, Clyde, I got it. Yeah, Clyde, tracked.
What's your name?
Janine.
Listen, Janine, there's one more thing I have to tell you.
Yeah, Clyde, I got it.
Oh, well, I guess you got it, and I won't tell you the other thing then.
I got it. For some reason, the universe put a wormhole on your farm, and you made a deal with the demon
That's not the part I'm going to explain to you.
I got it.
You got that part. It obviously tracks. It's clear, and it's what we were setting out to tell from the beginning. But look, what I wanted to tell you is that I've been trying to do this for a very... Oh, gosh. Kids today, they're rude. All I'm trying to tell her...
I'm listening.
I know you are, Prudence, but no one likes a little person who's... Wait, was that Prudence or was that the bus driver?
Bus driver.
Oh, sorry. I get you confused with my dead niece, Prudence. She's a ghost and she haunts me sometimes.
Get it.
Yeah, we all get it, Clyde. It tracks. Okay? You have something in you that makes you able to speak to the beyond. And so, Prudence, your niece sometimes haunts you. We get it. Sell the carrots. We get it. There couldn't be anything else that didn't track for me. I got it, bud. Yeesh. Hey, Clyde.
Oh, we talking now? Now you want to? Yeah, what?
Well, you just don't know hardly anything about me except for my name, so I just was going to kind of tell
you. You're that hustler kid from the farm who keeps getting more farms, but doesn't acquire the people to run the farm, and her poor dad has to run all the farms.
Yeah, that's right. But also, I'm going to Little Town from farmland so that I can try to find my mom who got kicked out because she farted.
I thought you were going to make it big in the billiard circuit.
Well, yeah, that's my dream, but I also feel like I have to do my family's dream of reuniting my mom, because I feel like maybe she's the secret to helping my dad run the farm.
And more importantly, you have to do my dream of closing the wormhole by selling the purple carrots.
We get it, Clyde!
Which is the A story, by the way?
Hard to tell. I feel like it might be an ensemble.
Yeah, emotional stakes, it's yours, right? Well, but actual stakes, it's definitely mine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I do feel like the billiards might fall by the wayside, but it's hard to say. It could come back with a vengeance. You know, never count out billiards, because they'll hustle you right back.
What's the deal with the chalk? Is it for drawing?
No, man, it's not for drawing.
Okay.
Oh, man, it's really
Are we there yet? Jesus Christ, how long
We've been here for 4 minutes. Get out. Get off the bus.
Bye, bus driver.
Bye, I'll miss you.
Please get off. I gotta go back to farm land.
Wait, hang on. I'm gonna get off the bus and then I'll help you down, Clyde, with you hand me the carrots.
Thank you. Oh, I'll give you the suitcase first. I always forget the suitcase.
Oh, whoops, I forgot my suitcase, so I'm gonna get back on really quick.
Oh, I never asked. What's in your suitcase?
My lucky pool ball, the photograph of my mother, and 3 sets of sensible clothing.
Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Please get off the bus.
Okay, yeah, we're getting off
the
bus.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah, look how fast you drove away. Like he's got somewhere to be.
Can I get you ladies anything else? More tea, a different pastry? Thank you so much for coming to the Little Town Tea House. We really appreciate your business.
Oh. I'll have a little more tea, a little more jasmine tea.
Beautiful. I'll have another pastry, please.
Okay. Would you like something savory or sweet?
The yogurt cake.
the yogurt cake?
Should I have the yogurt cake?
I'd be happy to give you the yogurt cake, but do you want the one that has sort of more of a tzatziki vibe or one of that is more of the blueberry crumble?
I want the tzatziki yogurt cake.
Okay. Happy to get that for you. And again...
Well, no, sorry, I should ask. Vivian, do either of those sound better to you?
Oh,
The tzatziki yogurt cake.
Or tzatziki.
Yeah, we'll have the tzatziki yogurt cake.
Great.
And actually, tea sounds good. I'll have. What did you get?
I got jasmine.
Just make it a pot. Let's get a pot of the jasmine.
I'd be happy to bring that over.
I sort of want my own.
Okay.
We'll have two separate cups of the jasmine.
Okay. Well, actually, I can bring you both a pot, but just a small pot.
That's too much for me.
Okay.
Yeah. As I'll for bring me, you it's a... sort of big pot or cup only.
Okay. I'll bring you both a cup of jasmine tea. And again, thank you for coming to Little Town Tea House.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You know, they say little town. Nice. I like her, Vivian. They say little town, but you're always saying how big this town is compared to where you grew up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I grew up in a coffin.
That's right. Which is so fascinating to me. You're the only one I've ever met that grew up in a... I mean, like, truly, I've only ever known of sort of one person that slept in a coffin.
Who?
Well, it's that very... It's that very... let me see if I can describe him to you. It was an early romance in my younger days. He was a beautiful man, and he sparkled in the sun. He made me feel like no one ever had. And he did, he love to kiss my neck. Kissing my neck was number one. And he had sharp, sharp teeth. And he loved hanging upside down. And he had a family, a big family on the edge of town. And his name was David. David.
Gloria, you never told me about him.
Oh, I had a wild ride with David. He would take me to the fun house, and we would go in the house of mirrors, and he would be like, look at this mirror, it's so crazy, it shows your reflection, but it doesn't show mine. And I'm like, how did they do that? And then I'd be like, do you want to get Italian food? And he would say yes, but leave out the garlic. And I'd say, well, then what is the point of that food on my date with David? So strong, so tall, leathery wings, David. He knew so many secretive things, but he broke up with me. I'm really never knew. He just went on his way. Said he had to move along. Said he was getting too close. Said he didn't want kids. That's why I remember. He didn't want kids. And I did. And that is sort of a fundamental part of a...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Relationship you've got to agree on. So I said goodbye to David, and he slept in a coffin. And he saw in the dark, and he didn't have a reflection. And he only would come in the house when I invited him in. That's the only other person I knew who grew up in a coffin. David.
Will these ladies split a tzatziki yogurt cake? Will Janine and Clyde sell all the carrots and also find her mom and also get into the billiard circuit? How many farms do they have at this point? Find out when we return to the second half of Home is Where the Farmland Is. If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics. Welcome back. When we left Clyde and Janine, they were striking it big in a little town, trying to hustle up the cure to sell some carrots and also close a wormhole and also find her mother to save her farm. Find out what will happen with those tea ladies. And in this, the second half of
Home is Where the Farmland Is. All right, Clyde, just trust me, okay? I've done a lot of hustles in my life, and we basically got to hustle these purple carrots like they're not lame. Okay, just, we got to just treat them like they're... Okay.
I'm just saying if we batter them and fry them up...
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But I don't think we should... I think we should sell that to someone else. Like, it's their idea, you know?
Then they'll get... Okay, yeah.
Like, here, let's go in here into this beautiful small business. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Excuse me, can I speak to the manager of this here little tea house?
I'm the manager.
Okay, perfect. I was just wondering, I was perusing your menu, and it seemed like, you're a little short on side vegetables.
Well, you might be right. We're a tea house, so mostly we have tea and pastries. We have a weird sort of savory yogurt cake thing, too. I don't know if
Yeah, I saw that. It kind of jumped out at me. Actually, that was the thing I liked the most because I think, all right, tea houses, they got nothing to prove to me that I don't already know. They got cucumber sandwiches, tiny smoked salmon sandwiches, little lemon tea cakes. But what is this? A savory tzatziki yogurt cake? Yeah. Now I'm interested. What if there were more small items on your tea menu that made people go, wow, I'm interested? Actually, you're not the type of place that's interested in that. Come on, Clyde. Let's go.
Wait.
Oh, wait. Are we leaving? I guess so. We didn't really give him a chance.
Come on, Clyde. Let's go.
Hey.
Oh, hey, did you say hey? Are you saying hey to me today? What comes after the word hey? I don't know, because we gotta go. Let's go, Clyde. Let's go, Clyde. Come on, Clyde. Let's step outside. Let's go, Clyde. Let's go, Clyde. Let's go.
I just feel like he's trying to say something. We should listen. It seems like he's trying to say something, and we should wait to hear. Okay, I guess we
should go. Sorry. Were you talking, sir?
Well, you came in to talk to me, and now it seems like you're gonna leave, and I'm just confused. I wanted to talk to you. What did you come in here for? Did you come to eat food? Did you come to have tea? Or just to talk to me and then leave?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Now I am seeing the light. Oh, and let me take my cue from you. We were discussing your menu, but I can see by the way that you are staring back at me that there's nothing I can tell you to help you see. So let's go, Clyde. Let's go, Clyde. I know how to step outside. Let's go, Clyde. He don't want what we're selling.
Wait. Now, here's the thing. I didn't think that I would be considering, but now you made me think, should I increase my menu offerings? Maybe. Wait a minute. Something's funny in my head. I felt like I knew what I wanted, and since you came in here, I'm all confused. Would you like to have a seat?
Oh.
Well, I would sit right down with you. That's something that I'd like to do. But my compatriot and me will need a table fit for three. Cause I got this suitcase here with me, and the suitcase needs to take a seat. What is in that case, you say? I don't remember.
Let's go, Clyde. Let's go, Clyde, to our table for three. Let's sit here and sit here.
You, the suitcase, and me.
Let's go, Clyde. Let's go, Clyde, to our table for three. With you, the suitcase, and me.
Don't open it up because I forgot what was in this suitcase. I travel a lot. Oh, boy. Wish I could share it. This suitcase is full of purple carrots. Huh.
Oh, well, let's zip that back up. I think that is enough. We'll take your finest tea and here this table for us three.
I'll bring you my finest tea, but only if you'll let me see what's in that suitcase. I missed it before. Please, I have to know more.
Oh, this? Oh, no. You can't look at this right here. A cup of tea, all the answers will become clear.
Why wouldn't we just show him the suitcase and show him what's inside? It's just a normal suitcase. It ain't got nothing to hide.
I'm happy to bring you guys your tea. I wonder why you're enticing me. I didn't care about your luggage, but now I wonder what the fuckage is going on.
Just hold, Clyde. Still gotta keep him in the dark. Trust me, Clyde. This tea house just let in a shark.
In the meantime, let's just order something great. I'm really quite interested in this tzatziki yogurt cake.
Yes, me as well. Maybe a tea? I forgot. Do you prefer a cup or to share a pot? Like, do you want to share a pot of like Earl Grey or... Ooh, you have Darjeeling.
Is it a big pot or a little pot? I don't like a big pot takes up too much real estate on the table for me. But if it's a little pot...
I haven't thought about it a lot, but I guess it's just a normal-sized pot. If you can picture it in your head, that's what I'll bring you, or something else instead. Cool. Or we have little cups.
Tell you what I would like. Now, this big teapot would be great, but you know what would be a mistake if this was the biggest size you had? That would make me very sad. Now, I see the look on your face. Have you ever put tea in a suitcase? And do you have a suitcase for tea? I happen to have one here with me. I've got it, Janine. He's on the hook. What we were meant to do. I will sell this suitcase now, and then I will be gone with you.
No, it's not the suitcase that we're trying to sell. I think we should just follow my lead and hold it's going well.
So, is that what this suitcase is for? Is it for me to pour some tea into to increase my lot and offer my customers a bigger pot?
Yes, that's the thing. It's a big old case. There's carrots all over the place, but I'll throw them out if we need to make room for this tea and suitcase boom.
Oh, man, as quick as I am able, I'll shove these carrots under the table. That's the thing we're trying to sell. Come on.
Okay, I remember now. No, the suitcase is not for sale. Wink.
Yes, wink. I mean, I suppose we could sell the suitcase in addition.
Okay.
Can we
circle up? Because I'm a little confused. What are we trying to do? I forgot.
I was just trying to build anticipation so that he buys all of the carrots.
Because it seemed like you really didn't want to sell him the carrots. And I was
just
confused
trying to keep it going.
Are you guys
going
to order something?
Ton tzatziki yogurt cake
and 2 cups of Darjeeling.
Okay, can you get those carrots out from under the table, please? We can't have carrots in here. I hate carrots.
I wish there were, but...
What if they were purple?
What if they were battered and fried in tempura?
I guess that would be good. I'm a tea shop. I really don't have the facilities to be deep frying carrots.
Okay.
You guys came in here thinking I was going to install an entire deep fryer just for one batch of carrots, and then what am I supposed to do?
Continue to buy carrots.
From whom?
From Clyde. He can bring them to you once a week. But if he sells these carrots, I can't tell you. I can't.
Clyde, you sell carrots once a week, or this is just a one-time suitcase of carrots?
I've been trying to sell this one suitcase of carrots for a while.
But after
I sell them, I bet I could procure more carrots, but they won't be purple. They'll be normal.
Okay, it's a no-go then? Well, what about if they're not tempura? What if they're just... shaved and pickled for the top of a yogurt tzatziki cake.
Or maybe just shaved and put into a regular carrot cake.
I think I should level with you guys.
What about a purple carrot cake? Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I seem like just an unassuming tea shop owner, but I am an agent of the void, and I know what you're trying to do here. So
I'm not going
to buy her.
All hail Oblivion.
This is what always happens. I go and I almost sell them, and it turns out I've been trying to sell them to an agent of the void.
Han, I'm sorry. I thought I could hustle this guy. I guess my pool shark abilities don't always copy and paste as easy as I thought.
Vivian, look at what is going on over there. Did you see that whole display?
That was crazy.
That was crazy. Doesn't that little girl look a little bit like you?
I guess.
I mean, not like you. You're obviously 20 to 30 years older than she is.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What's your point, Gloria?
My point is that if she were older or if you were younger, you would look the same.
Sorta. I mean, I have this beautiful dimple nose.
And she's got a beautiful dimple nose.
She does. Wait a minute.
Also
what?
It's nothing. It feels weird to talk about.
She's bringing back memories for me. Hold on. For some reason, making me feel gassy. Oh. Oh, Gloria, you'll have to excuse me. Pardon me. I have to go to the restroom for a moment.
Okay.
Oh. What's happening to me? I thought I'd started a new life. I used to be a wife. Another lifetime ago. I left and I pursued my art. But now an old familiar feeling, that naughty little fart, has crawled back into my tummy from long ago. Like a wormhole through time has opened in my hind. Oh, the gassy effluviate is getting ready to flow. What awakened this feeling in me? Ooh, why did I have to see that little girl? Oh, that little girl. She made me have to fart. She made me have to fart. Wait, do I have to take a shit? No, it's just a fart. Just a lonely little fart. Oh, what's happening to me? Oh, sorry about that. Sorry, I think I ruined your bathroom a little bit. Does anybody have a candle?
I do. I always carry one with me. I took care of the check while you were gone.
Thank you, Gloria. It was your turn anyway.
Well, okay, but I didn't have to.
Pardon me one moment.
Okay.
Excuse me, little girl?
Yes? Oh, no, wait, he's talking to you.
Hi. Yes?
Hi.
Wait.
What's your name?
Janine.
Janine? Janine, it is you.
Me? Janine? Yeah, what about it? Who are you? Wait a second.
Do you remember me?
I also have a suitcase that I left outside. We needed a table for four. In my suitcase, three sets of sensible clothes. My lucky cue ball. And this picture of... Can it be? Is it true? I feel the winds are breaking. Is this you?
Oh, Janine.
Mom?
Janine?
Mom?
We have to be sure. Here, get a whiff. The winds are breaking.
The winds are breaking. And I'd know that anywhere, farmland or little town, that is the only smell my mother could make. The winds are breaking.
I don't know what's going on.
Janine.
Oh, Mom, we've missed you.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm here because I'm helping Clyde, the old man from down the road, way, way down the road, sell these carrots so we can close up a wormhole.
Be careful what you say to her. She might be an agent of the void. Everyone I try to sell these carrots to ends up being an agent of the void.
My mom can't be an agent of the void. She grew up in a coffin. She's as regular as they come. She's not connected to any voids or demons or occult. She grew up in a coffin, Clyde.
Oh, Clyde, I remember you. You lived in the farm down the road.
Oh,
why,
yes.
You haven't aged a day.
No, thank you. It's a terrible curse. And you were much younger last time I saw you, but you look wonderful.
Well, where are you staying? Do you have a place to stay?
No. We kind of just came here so that we could sell these carrots. Mom, do you want to buy these carrots?
Oh, I wish I could, but I don't have any money. I lost all my money at billiards.
Wait a second. Mom, that's what I was going to say. I lost all my money at billiards too, except I didn't, because I'm incredible at it. That's it, Clyde. We just need to find the nearest billiards hall. I need to hustle up some yokels, and then I'll take their money and I'll buy the carrots.
Sorry to butt in. Vivian, I'm going to go. I have a 2:00 at a billiards hall that I need to go, sort of go on my way.
Follow that, Gloria!
Wait, why are you all following? Why are you following me?
Go faster, Gloria!
I'm going to the billiards hall,
push me.
Gloria!
I'm wearing a corset. It's hard to walk in these
things. How did you get a 2:00 appointment, by the way? I've been trying to get a 2:00 at the billiards hall for months.
I know people who know people.
Hey, everyone here, what is this? Oh, I don't know what to do with this stick. And oh, I think, what is this, a fable? Why is this a green table? Why are the balls in a triangle? Why are they in a triangle? Why are they in a triangle? Who wants to play?
Oh, I do, but we only play for keeps. $4 and gems and illegal things that are discreet at this pool hall. It's gamblers only, but I'll take that bet.
Clyde, how much are the carrots?
What do you mean?
Like, how much are you selling them for?
I never get that far. No one's interested in them. Sort of.
So can I just name, like, any price?
Yeah, pretty much. I think I have to sell them, though. I can't just give them away. It's part of the void deal. Yeah.
Clyde?
Mm-hmm?
Is this the time? I don't mean to get off the track, but I think that you should give me some slack. Is this the time you tell me that one last thing? Remember on the bus and we were building trust and I was like, yes, it all tracks. And I had a forceful bit of an attack, but what is that last thing?
Well, the longer we're in this town trying to sell this loot, the more I get in my own way and try to stop you. I forget what we are doing, and then I actively get in the way of the selling of the carrots, and the wormhole pulls me home.
I think I got it before I play. Let's press pause. That one last thing was just your personality flaws.
No, it's like I actually forget what we're doing, and then something comes over me, and I stop anyone from buying the carrots prematurely, and then the wormhole pulls me home. And then I don't remember what I've done, and I don't remember who is and who is not an agent of the void. And sometimes I go back and try to sell it to the same person again.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think I understand. Let's play.
Yeah, okay. What do you got to wager?
20 bucks. You want to do like 20 bucks?
Yeah, let's do 20 bucks.
Hang on. I've seen this hustle before. Nobody's that ignorant about billiards.
Who me? No way. What are you implying, that I'm a dun-dun-dun-dun-dun pool shark? No way.
Yeah, I do think you're a pool shark.
This little girl, Billy, you think is a pool shark?
Yeah, who else? They like to be unassuming. We don't like pool sharks around here. Now beat it. We're trying to do a billiards class for toddlers here.
I like learning about how you can use trigonometry to figure
That's
out
right.
how you can get
That's
the
right.
back your
I
want to
draw with the chalk, and they said
and
the chalk is not for drawing.
And I ate That's some right. chalk, and I ate right. the chalk.
Toddlers love billiards. The only problem is we can't get sticks for the toddlers that are short enough.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
I got it. What if they didn't use sticks at all?
No sticks at all?
I've got a solution. I will share it. What if instead of using sticks, they used this suitcase?
No, out of my way, Clyde. Step outside, Clyde. I know that
Clyde!
It all tracks.
Home.
They can use a carrot to learn and then have a healthy snack.
The
billiards men buy these carrots.
Calls me.
Come
on. Carrots,
Clyde.
You say? Yeah, that would make good pool sticks for kids?
Oh, amazing. Yeah, here you go. Truly any price. I just have to have some
no,
sort of exchange
to,
of...
We have to keep them.
No, Clyde.
Janine,
Clyde.
What's going on? I'm
Mom,
so
Mom, help
confused.
Me. Mom, please.
What's happening?
Clyde's getting
hey,
pulled by the
boy.
Hey, I want
to buy those carrots. Come
Wait.
Home, Clyde.
Sir, please give me any
please.
Legal tender, and I'll
here,
give you these carrots.
All I got is a handful of nickels.
That's fine. A handful
really?
Of nickels. I need a slight push. I'm almost there.
I can't reach
You're
you.
Across the room.
I have to use... I can't reach
Do it, Mom.
You physically.
Come
on. Oh.
Here you go. Thanks.
Thanks. Here's the carrots.
The wormhole.
Thanks. The kids are going to love these.
I can't hear it
no.
anymore.
No.
Mom, you did it. You broke wind and it
I
pushed
did?
Me over the edge. Yeah, I was getting pulled the other direction by a vortex.
No.
It's like that thing where you have windows and doors and your fart, it pushed me forward and
My
and
farts
you saved
have only
us.
Ever brought pain and...
I know that's how it was, Mom, but that doesn't have to be how it is.
Really?
Come home.
You think your father would want me back?
I mean, honestly... I don't know, and that's a different relationship for you two to navigate, but
oh.
I want you back in my life, and that's a start.
And
that's a start. Sorry, what were you going to say? Go ahead.
Just that the wormhole's gone.
Yeah, no, we realized that, man.
We
the
heard
big,
that.
The sound stopped and the lights went
it's
back.
It's huge, but this is huge. The world is saved.
Yeah, I know. I know, but remember we said, yeah, those are technically the bigger stakes, but the emotional stakes are...
I'm free! No more wormhole
It's a start!
It's a start.
It's a start.
Only a beginning.
But it's worth it for me, Mom, to try.
This has been brewing for some time and building in my guts. Oh, it's been worming its way down into my pert little butt.
But Mom, it's the past gas. It's just
can go home back to our normal lives, having learned of this future in which we will all survive to
adventure could be over so fast. Flowing by like so much past gas.
It's the
stop. We'll get right on and we'll all can go home. Well, I guess I shouldn't be presumptuous. Are you going back to see your husband or are you staying here?
I'm gonna come. I'm gonna leave the past in my rear.
Past gas.
Yes, Gloria?
Before you go, there's just one thing I want you to know. It may have been a fart that set you apart, but it could have been something higher. Your husband may have been uncomfortable if he suddenly realized that you were a vampire. Like Daniel, it's taking
David.
So no, Daniel was
I thought it was David.
No. I just popping out of the tea house to say no. It was David.
No. You misunderstand. David was a man who had no reflection and wouldn't eat garlic and hung upside down. But Daniel is a vampire I read about in a book. But David was just a normal man who didn't want to have kids and also wouldn't come inside unless you invited him. That's it. That's all I was going to say. And hey, the bus fare? It's on me.
Thank you, Gloria. And I'm not a vampire. I just had a very abusive childhood.
Oh, no, that's so sad. I should have followed up and asked what it meant to grow up in a coffin.
They convinced me that that's all there was to the world. I didn't know there was an outside world until I was 14 years old.
She grew up in a mortuary, and her parents weren't good about explaining boundaries. She had to take on a lot of adult themes before she was ready to handle them. And,
totally.
And then, like, it sort of made her have a hard time being intimate with her own children because she thought that that's the way it was supposed to be. But you know what that is?
Hmm.
It's in the past. Home is where the fartland is. But we know we do what we do when we do what we do. Give it up for John Gemberling. My God,
what an absolute delight.
Joy that was. oh my
John,
gosh.
What do the people need to know? Where can they find you? What should they... What should they be tuning into these days?
Don't know. It's a pandemic. I do stuff on Twitch. twitch.tv/pleasantprick PLEASANTPRIQUE
Okay.
Very.
Check that out.
Oh, man, that's incredible. Well, thank you for giving us this fart-warming tale. That's what comes after the colon. Okay, I'll get out of here. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. Thank
go
you
vote.
So much.
Go make a plan to vote. Go vote.
Yes,
if you
please
can
go vote.
Early.
This episode was brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog. Oh, what sound does the wooden frog make?
We did not have time.
And
to
damn,
dive
we
into
are
it.
Still out of time. I'm so sorry. We'll never know, but one day we will. As we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you smell something going past,
it's probably gas. Bye.
Bye.